from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who, you know, that brings you a podcast. You say, what would it be a podcast about rivers if it was only, this would be actually an interesting podcast, Tributaries, a podcast about the parts of rivers, the windy parts that not the main river, but the parts that are, river, I guess, tributaries. We're river adjacent, probably, if Scoots, tributary. I love saying that. Tributaries. We're river adjacent, just so you know. And you say, no, you're not. You're connected directly to the river, Scoots. And I'd say, I guess it's time for the podcast from a podcaster who's not exactly sure what adjacent means when using it with rivers and tributaries. I could, some things I say, well, maybe I don't know what it means at all. And maybe that's a good thing because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, everybody, before we get started here, Sleep With Me exists from a place of empathy and compassion, of saying, I'm going to be here for you to keep you company so that you can fall asleep. And when I say that as a part of multiple communities, and there's a lot of communities and members of our communities that need support right now. And there's links to resources, whether you need extra support right now or you want to be a part of positive change and say Black Lives Matter with your actions, say Stop AAPI Hate with your actions, or just learn more. There's links to resources you could connect with in our show notes because you're a part of this community, okay? So make sure to check out the show notes in your podcast app of choice. And here's the sponsors who enable me to be here for you free twice a week. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me, so if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it. I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me. Think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast where I pop my peas, and if you could hear me, it would be something I get mixed up, because it's where I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors, amplified their support by letting the sponsors know they heard about them on the podcast, or shared it on social media, because I appreciated so much all that extra effort, taking that extra step, and I want to thank Cindy, who got an all-form love seat and Chase in a chair, all from All Form Sofa. Let All Form know about it. Let me know about it. Thank you so much, Cindy. If you support a sponsor, go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Let me know about it. Let the sponsor know about it on social media, and I can try to thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. And you might even get something extra. So let me know about it. That's the first part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Thank you, Cindy. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. There's links to organizations you could connect with if you have extra needs right now in the show notes. So if you need a little extra help right now, just open the show notes of your podcast app and take that next step. Please, you are worth it. And it's also about supporting the members of our community with our actions, being a part of positive change so that the steps we take say Black Lives Matter, say Stop AAPI Hate, so that we're taking care of the members of our community. There's links to resources you could connect with in the show notes. And I also want to hear about more resources, about more organizations you're connecting with. So let me know through our website. Let me know what organizations you're supporting and that you connect with. And I can make them part of my personal supporter zone. That's the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on the show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Poster Song.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Lecture.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. I'm at Dearest Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can find me. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do as a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. Could be thoughts, you know, things on your mind. Could be feelings, something like, so things about the past, present, or future, or emotions related to thoughts, emotions that are just there. Emotions, feelings, physical sensations, or it could be something else. It could be changes in time, temperature, schedule, someone else's schedule, you know, like whatever you get, changing. It could be humidity. I mean, it definitely, there's a high percentage of chance sometimes parts of the year it could be humidity related. Maybe sometimes it, you don't even like that would be like something you say, well, I didn't even realize that. Gives me, you know, there's something else to think about. But what percentage of humidity is in my place when it's not humid? But it, to check that, what is it? But it's all, is it always humid? Most places depends on how you define humid. Well, that's a great thing to wonder about later. Hopefully I'll come back to that because I'm sure there is a standard. Of course, probably they say, well, in the U.S., you picked your own standard. Everywhere else in the world, yes, it's a base one. We measure it with the metric system, just so you know. Except, you know, we're like in the empire. They have the you have the imperialist system, the colonialist system, and the rest of the world uses a metric system. I'm just being lighthearted, but I bet, and they say, yeah, everywhere else, this is how we measure humidity. That's not a barometer, right? Barometer measures barometric pressure. Holy cow, my brain just remembered something on the first try. Oh, sorry, though, I'm here doing an intro for a sleep podcast. So let me refocus. So whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. What barometric pressure... That could be something that you say, well, yeah, I'm feeling that barometric pressure. I'm sure some people are sensitive to that. And I'm not even kidding either. I mean, you hear those things about people saying, you know, their body parts are, they say, well, you know, winds are coming soon. I could feel it in my elbow. Is that why you're dipping your elbow in milk? No, that's because that person on the sleep podcast invented that as a way of self-soothing. And then he's even said, yeah, don't throw out your cereal milk. Well, one, most people drink it, but two, I'll dip my elbow in it later. You say, Pop, no, if you want to live with us, you can't do that because then you just leave. There's bowls of uncovered milk in the cereal milk in the refrigerator. No, that's elbow milk for dipping elbows. It's so good. And you can everybody can feel good about it when you dip your elbows in. And they say, is that why you started doing yoga, Pop? Because I wanted to be able to do a downward dog into dipping my kneecaps into milk. And yeah, you could use a milk alternative, of course. But why, Pop? Because, because it feels nice, but it got on my rug. Okay, well, you're right. We do have to work towards a solution. I understand that I got some milk on your rug, and I apologize. Wow, we just had a breakthrough here live on what was supposed to be the... So what am I trying to do? How did elbow milk has come up on this podcast before. Was that a solution that came up for barometric, if you're feeling pressured by the barometrics? What if that's like, that could be someone, like you say, well, that was my life with, a third-rate glam rock band, pressured by the barometric, you know, it was all about peer pressure from the barometrics. So, okay, so where am I here? Oh, whatever's keeping me awake, I'm going to take your mind off that. I'm going to try to create a safe place. Yeah, well, did you see that? That was a kind of safe place. There was I guess that's somewhere in my mind. There is it sounds like a daughter and a father thing. maybe my mind working out future, my subconscious trying to work out future problems. Then like 10 years from now, they'll tell me those things at night. And I won't, I say, I don't need this for another 20 years or 30 years. I say, well, let's start thinking about it right now because we've been processing it for 10 years. But whatever's keeping me awake, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Oh, these tones are creaky. Oh, so creaky are these tones. And some people say, why are they creaky? Or a lot of reviews lately have said, yeah, I didn't really think, I don't know why the creaky dulcet, and neither do I. That's what I would say. They work because... I don't know. There is something. Here's, whoa, boy, we're going to go way far afield. So if you're new, if you're a regular listener, you're in for a real factoid, like, because listeners love when I reveal stuff. And this is something I haven't talked about. So if you're a regular listener, I'm going to go on a tangent and then I'll try to introduce the podcast. But this is what happens anyway, every single episode. And this is not backed up by science, but so I used to have this way I would self-soothe, so regular listeners or new listeners, and it's indirectly related to creaky dulcet tones, but it comes from the same vibration that I can feel and hopefully you could feel in your ears right now, where I'm trying to comfort you, and it's almost like trying to create a audio safe place that has this physical aspect. I mean, that's one of my goals, right? And I did have this way of self-soothing. And my poor roommates, because it was particularly if I had back in my day when I was out there, as they say, and I was imbibing too much, particularly, though I would do it when, even when I wasn't imbibing too much, but only if I did not feel good. And I would do the same vibration right now that I'm using the creaky dulcet tones. You could feel that, right? That vibration right there. But I would just make noises, which I can't do it like now. You could email me and I'll try to record something. Just because if I do it right now and then someone's listening to episode after episode and they hear me kind of groaning, like, it's a bit like that, though. That would be the closest I could do without it being, you know, waking somebody up and they say, what is that? Why is Scooter groaning? And I used to do that in bed. My roommate, Chris, he was my roommate for three different years. This poor young man, a great person. He was the one that had to deal with it the most, and I would lie there, and I'd like sometimes, and it would just soothe me, particularly if I had too much to drink, and then I started not feeling good, or if I had so much that I was like full limbic, like I was, I don't know what full limbic means, but I was so relaxed, I would just make this noise, or if times, other times I did not feel good, and it wasn't just a groaning, it was like something much more subconscious. Even though I was aware of it, not like a groan. A groan comes from more of your upper palate. This comes from the creaky dulcet zone, which is in the back of the throat. In the, like, you can feel it, right? And it's comforting. So that's kind of where, like, when, like, the counterintuitiveness of the creaky dulcet tones is the creaky dulcet tones you could feel. That's the main thing. I want you to feel something like comfort or distraction. So, I don't know, I could talk about it more at some point, but anyway, new listeners, sorry, that was a little behind the BTS, as they say, but not, you know, BTS, you know, the super group, or the group that's super. Okay, so if you're new, a couple things to know. One, you've already figured this out, though. This podcast is very different, and it is not for everybody. But please give it a few tries for your sake, not for mine. Like, I only want you to listen if the podcast is going to work for you. But the majority of people's experience is it takes two or three tries and you say, oh, okay, I get the creaky dog. I get that I don't listen to him. So see how it goes. But if you're skeptical or doubtful, that makes total sense. Or even if you're like, I don't think I like this, but I'm not sure yet. Just see how it goes. So that's that. What else? Oh, so give it a few tries. It doesn't work for everybody. I hope it works for you. it's a podcast you don't really listen to. You just kind of barely pay attention. So you say, okay. Just like that, just like other times where you could get called out for pretending to listen. Here, you just kind of actively do it. You say, holy cow, I just went full creaky. I think I over-creaked my creaky dulcets. So you could just, you say, okay, yeah, so you groaned in bed, eh? Wow. So just kind of pretend to listen. Also, this podcast does not really put you to sleep. It's more here to keep you company as you fall asleep versus putting you to sleep, which is why the shows are over an hour. So you don't have any tension. You say, oh, they're over an hour. I got plenty of time to fall asleep. Oh, I don't have to worry about it. And if I can't sleep, Scoots is going to be there to keep me company. That's really my job, to keep you company as you fall asleep. Or if you can't sleep, or if you wake up, I'm here. There's plenty of people that listen that aren't asleep right now. And they're here with us, kind of sitting around, feeling those creaky dulcets. So they're keeping us company too, which is pretty nice. Or we're keeping one another company across the deep dark night, across the globe. There is this strange solidarity. That's why I call it the deep dark night. So whether you're awake or asleep, that's the other important thing is yeah, if you can't sleep, I'm here. If you can and you're not listening, I'm here for you to not listen to. Great little deal. So it's a podcast that doesn't put you to sleep. You don't really listen to it. So just tell us the good parts. Well, let me tell you more of the stuff that's harder to get used to. Other than that we're already 10 minutes into the show, which it goes into the structure of the show, which also can evoke really strong feelings, particularly with regular podcast listeners, because it doesn't follow a normal structure. Show starts off with a greeting. Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So everybody's welcome. Kind of like a greeter that says, hey, come on in. We're glad you're here. Then there's business. Oh, then there's stuff to support listeners. Then there's business. So that's kind of interdependent stuff. I want to support you, and the show needs support to stay free. So there's business. That takes about 6 minutes or so. Maybe 8 or whatever. Then there's somewhere around 14 to 24 minutes of me introducing the podcast in introduction. As you hear here, where I go off topic and go on tangents or, you know, think about humidity and never go back to it. And then explain what creaky dulcet tones are and then try to explain what the podcast is. And so for a new person or some person that doesn't like the intro, I mean, the good thing is you could just skip the intro or most of it. If you start the show 20 minutes, you might have to listen to a few minutes of intro and business. But you get to do that for free. Or your patrons, a couple thousand patrons, listen to all intro or all story only episodes. Believe it or not, though, there's even more patrons that listen to intro only episodes. So if you're new, just kind of the main reason is to try it out, is to kind of see how it goes. But, oh, the reason the intro goes on and on and on is because I don't know if you're like a lot of the listeners, like 2% skip the intro. But for most people, we need a way to ease into bedtime and get some distance and quiet things down so that we can get to sleep. If it was as simple as closing a door or turning a switch, you might not be listening to this podcast anyway. And so the intro serves to be a part of your bedtown routine, your wind down routine, or your bed down routine. So if you're getting ready for bed, or you're in bed, or you're doing something calming and comforting, it could be part of that routine. And part of that routine is you're drifting away slowly. So to get some distance from whatever keeps you awake, and kind of almost to sneak into bedtime in some sense, you know, to sneak you past those threshold guardians that at least for me, that get in the way. So that's why the intro really goes on and on and on, is it just what we've seen work over time is this little method. And then it really becomes something a lot of people grow out of listening to the podcast in this beautiful way, because they built a bedtime routine with Sleep With Me. And then they realize, oh, the other parts of my bedtime routine work just fine. Now I know Sleep With Me will be there if I have something going on, but otherwise I don't need it anymore. And I mean, that for me, listeners graduating from the show, like, that's awesome. And I know that, you know, just like, you know, everybody, there's seasons of life, so maybe they'll come back, maybe they won't, maybe they'll just tell somebody else about it. It's not a big deal. I'm here to help you and keep you company while you need it. So that's why the intro goes on and on and on. But yeah, if you have strong feelings about it, again, just see how it goes, because it really serves a purpose. And the purpose is to give you some distance from daytime and bedtime. And then the business is to keep it free. So yeah, then after the intro is more business. That's just how podcast structure works. Then it'll be a story. And tonight would be a real treat. We got Bernie the Butterfly coming by to tell us a story with a pretty long setup, but like a little bit of story, a whole lot of setup about a water strider and a lily pad, which seems to be Bernie's kind of favorite subject matter as of late. So that'll be nice. And then there's thank yous at the end. So that's the structure of the show. The other thing to know that's important is that you are important. The reason I make the show is because you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place to respite where you could get a little space and a little break. And that's why I make the show, is because our world would be a better place if your world's a better place. Even if, you know, ideally you get into a place where you're flourishing, but if you just get a little rest, it's going to be a little bit nicer. And the other reason is because I know how it feels on the other side when it's not so nice and it's tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. I got all those thoughts, feelings, physical sensations. So for me to help you when I know how it feels in the deep, dark night, the feelings and all that, it's my honor. So I think that's it. I'm glad you're here. I really hope I can help you. I really work hard. I earn and I strive. I hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, remember, here's a couple of ways I'm able to bring this podcast to you twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, you know, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. You know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area,
because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody.
All right, everybody. Scoots here. Now, tonight we have a guest episode, guest coming on the podcast. And it's been a little while since he was on the podcast. The last time he kind of snuck on the podcast, he went undercover and started to tell a story. And then it ended up it wasn't what we thought. It ended up being a beautiful story. So I said, Bernie, why don't you come back? Why don't you do another story? But it does need some setup, especially for new listeners or for people who haven't listened in a while or maybe just missed all the other Bernie the Butterfly episodes. So Bernie the Butterfly is a frequent guest on the podcast. Well, yes, as frequent as we have guests, which is, you know, once or twice a year. I know Bernie doesn't want to be on the podcast any more than that. He's one of the few guests that says, no thanks. So Bernie the Butterfly is a butterfly. I guess technically you'd say much more than a butterfly. The only butterfly that I know of that's achieved full sentience, been around since 2013, can speak and so much more. So probably some sort of, I want to say a spiritual butterfly, but he's a butterfly with spirit. And a couple other things, you know, Bernie, he's a bit like a cab driver. He sounds like a cab driver that you would see in an old New York movie in the 1960s or 70s. He's not a super fan of humans, though he does like some humans. And like humans overall, Bernie is fed up. And what triggered it was, so Bernie's always lived near me. Well, now has lived with me. I mean, on me in the sense of like a house guest that never leaves. But when I first met Bernie was a butterfly out flying around. And somehow we got into a discussion about LeVar Burton mostly reading Rainbow, and butterfly can fly, I can fly twice as high. And when Bernie heard about that, that's how our friendship started, because Bernie wasn't happy about that. He said, he didn't like that concept. He thought we were talking bad about butterflies. In some sense, Bernie, I mean, indirectly is calling us, you know, to a greater awareness and involvement in certain, you know, positive causes to take care of our wonderful planet, Mother Earth. But he does it in a different way. And also at some point, this is the only thing I got to explain through. I think I explained it one other time, just to help Bernie. Bernie became a fan of Bernie loves a few things, boy bands and Gatorade or sport drinks. Now, some people might think this is a joke, but when you say, well, if those are your two loves, which of those two loves is most healthy for a butterfly to consume in copious amounts on a regular daily basis, even when you live a Scooter? And I'd say boy, even I would say boy bands, because, you know, butterflies can't Gatorade and sport drink in moderation. Bernie is a big fan of boy bands. Not there's anything wrong with U.S. based boy bands, but no, so far, Bernie's love has I forget. Oh, but 1 second of summer is 5 seconds of summer. And this is not meant as a joke or a dig on any five, like I do get all that mixed up. So I don't know if Harry, I think Harry Styles is not in any of those bands. I just saw it of their names. There's Green Hair. I know that's the drummer of 5 Seconds of Summer. And Callum, he's like the bad boy.
And then there's the two dreamy ones, Ashton maybe, Luke Hemmings. Is Luke Hemmings, is that somebody in a boy band? It sounds like it. I think Luke Hemmings might be in, but Harry Styles is not in 5 Seconds of Summer. I guess I should look that up. But Bernie's current love, just like the world's current love in late 2020, is BTS. That's capital B, capital T, capital S. And even I, like, can't resist it. So BTS is a 7-member South Korean boy band that formed in 2010, debuted in 2013. I guess that means they're a septet. They went from hip-hop to kind of a wider range of genres. I don't know if they'll have a holiday album out in 2020. Or they already did, but they also have personal and social commentary. They touch on themes of mental health. This is from Wikipedia. And they really are great. Let's see, they debuted in 2013, Too Cool for School, then Dark and Wild, then Wake Up, then Wings. Let's see, this year, the main reason was that today they were nominated for a Grammy, so congratulations, BTS. I mean, that's news, like, today's the day. I said today's a great day for Bernie to record. Love Yourself World Tour, they sold out Wembley Stadium, highest grossing engagement in Rose Bowl Stadium history. They've partnered with UNICEF on the Love Myself campaign. They addressed the United Nations, the 73rd and the 75th General Assemblies. Let's see what impact and influence, other than, I'm sure that Bernie doesn't get any credit, but they're big time. So impact and influence, easily the biggest and most successful name in K-pop. One of the reasons is they were on the 2019 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And that's when Bernie became a BTS super fan. They're only second on streaming to Drake. Biggest boy band in the world. Most influential people. So just, I mean, really, they are inspirational. I'm serious. And I think it's great. Bernie has headphones now. Or I wear headphones. It's not like I get overexposed to it. So that's BTS. I guess I could look up 5 Seconds of Summer just for, let's look up Harry Styles first. Is Harry Styles? Yeah, Watermelon Sugar. Harry Styles. S-T. Oh, no, it's, yeah, S-T, not S-Y. Harry Styles, English singer and songwriter. So he's a solo contestant on The X Factor. Oh, he's in One Direction. See, I said, that's what I thought, but then I said, no, One Direction's from, like, the 90s, Scoots. But yeah, no, Harry's from One Direction. Let me just see who else is in One Direction so I don't get that mixed up. Liam, Liam and, okay, so, oh, Zayn was in One Direction? Wow, learning a lot today. I think 5 Seconds of Summer is with the number 5. 5 Seconds. Yep, they're Australian. Oh, it is. Luke Hemmings is the rhythm guitarist and lead vocalist. Michael Clifford, he's who Bernie calls green hair. No, the drummer. Callum. Yeah, bassist Callum. Oh, Michael Clifford, it says, is the lead guitarist. And then Ashton Irwin, who I think Bernie has I'm looking at a picture of them from 2019. They don't look the same as I remember them. They got a new look going, at least in 200, so they're men, they're now men. I mean, they're not a boy band. But anyway, so 5 Seconds of Summer, but Bernie, I think Ashton's the one, I don't know. There's some tension in Bernie's mind between Luke and Ashton of who's the real lead of the band and who's going to have, you know, the solo career. And I think Bernie falls on Ashton's side because Ashton's like less, maybe it's Luke though. I don't know. But this is going to be a story. So I'm going to try to keep Bernie. So without further ado, I guess, I'd like to present our tonight's storyteller, telling a fictional story and not just going through a list of merch of BTS or anything. Bernie the Butterfly. Hello, everybody. This is Bernie the Butterfly, and good to be in your ears here. And no, I'm here to tell you a story because I know that 2020... Bernie, like, this is when we're recording it, just a little behind the scenes, BTS Bernie style. Behind the scenes, yeah, BBTS, it's Bernie behind the scenes. We're recording this in late 2020, but you'll be hearing this in 2021, so I hope you're having a great year. And I'm really appreciative of all's views listening to me. And I haven't been on the show in quite a while. But when we did that, I had a nice little time. So I thought I'd tell you, thanks to Scooter, he kind of set me up here. Is the story of it's a story about a lily pad. I like telling stories about lily pads because here's the thing, butterflies. You know, there's dragonflies, and even though dragonflies really aren't here's another, I don't want to get my wings wet, so that's one, because it's not a thing. I mean, we can get our wings wet, believe me, don't tell scientists, don't lose, keep it to yourselves, deal with your own stuff, I don't need to hear about you correcting me from your bio lab, saying, oh, Bernie, by the way, wing rigidity of... I realize the facts. I'm talking about my experience as a butterfly. Now, I do speak for all butterflies and Mother Nature, but that was a series I used to do. Mother Nature Talks Back. Boom! I used to do those episodes when I was much more agitated. But now I've learned the healing power of music and dreamy eyes, and it really has changed me and made me more thoughtful in how I get what I want. I mean, you say, oh, Bernie, you sound like a chicken. No, I'm just more deliberate and more measured because, I'd rather, I'm neither burning out nor fading away, just in case you had that on your calendar. But, you know, especially those you say, Bernie, actually, there's a butterfly, species of butterfly that loves lily pads. Also, they're technically not. I say, okay, thank you. Why don't you bring your mother her breakfast already? So I forgot what I was talking about. I guess I did get a little off topic there because I got a little growly. You know, I've been on the podcast now since 2014, I think, maybe even 2013. I was here before Ray, just so you know. Scooter actually had put Ray on the podcast to balance out my attitude. But yeah, I'm here to tell you a story about a lily pad and a water strider. And you could either go by the lily pad and the water strider, or the lily pad and the water strider who needed a break over here. Or just I needed a break, because this is a famous tale. And I wanted to start it somewhere where you wouldn't expect it. In a world where, you know, dreams come true. And I want you to picture the picturesque end of the story. Or a part of the story where you're going to feel really good about it. But you'll also wonder, how in the heck? So I want you to picture a vase or a vase over there sitting on a table, right? A beautiful vase. Now this vase, you say, whoa, is it a speckly? Is it a, no, it's a clear vase. So, you know, it's a beautiful because of what's inside of it. And the vase could be whatever shape you want. Go ahead, what shape did you pick? Oh boy, typical human picking that kind of shape. You gotta, oh boy. But no, good job. I'm just kidding you. I'm just joshing you, whatever that means. But so there's a beautiful vase, a clear vase on the table. Well, let's start with the table first. Tablecloth, a simple red and white checkered pattern like you'd see at a restaurant. And then you have your vase. The vase has water in it, but the water is a healthy color, not perfectly clear because there's roots in there and there's green stuff and there's a little bit of mossy algic action in a good way. So you say, well, that looks like healthy water to me. It's clear, but it's not clear at the same time. And it's clear there's something living in there and there's probably some good nutrients in that water. Maybe in the future there'd even be what is that thing called, a fish or something. I don't know about that, but, you know, a little vase that's a biome. Coming to Bernie's stories in the future, 2022, look out. But as the vase rises and you see you're following its roots, and then you're saying, whoa, is that a stem? What is that beautiful thing attached to the roots? There's roots coming out of it, but then it becomes much more efficient as it rises up through the water and heads to the surface where it meets, what do you say? Oh my goodness, a lily pad there. And you may say, Bernie, at the bottom of the, what's at the bottom of the vase or the vase? And I'd say, whatever you wish. Maybe there's some muck down there. I don't know. Because then you say, wow, there's a lily pad in the vase. Ooh, and not just any, like, not just any lily pad, the lily pad from this story, for convenience, it just happens to be named Lily, the lily pad. And it's in that vase or that vase, and but it calls it its house currently. And it's sitting there on a table there. And also, then you move you say, whoa, boy, who would have thought that? Usually people put flowers in a vase. And you say, is that a self-sustained lily pad environment? I'd say, well, no, with good care. It has to be taken care of. You got to watch the friggin' sun. You got to watch the temperature over there. You got to talk to the... Now, this lily pad, I don't got to talk to it because you look to your right over there. And you see not far, well, first off, you say, whoa, boy, I want to move to the right to the next thing you're trying to expose me to, Bernie. But what I'm noticing, is that a flick of candlelight? What is it? And I say, well, it's like one of those, now, this was a great, you know, you humans, sometimes you can't do much right. I mean, I don't want to point any fingers because I don't have any. But, you know, you're always up to stuff. But this thing, and finally, now, you humans aren't aware of it because you haven't quite got there yet. But the scientists with LEDs and the solid state and the randomization, let Scooter know about this when you see this product, because only I know about it because I'm more advanced than a lot of yous. But, finally, the scientists in to some point in 2020, 2021 unveiled a LED candle that isn't just okay. That's been the pinnacle of LED candles. And I know this because Scooter was big into them for his daughter's nightlights. And I just want to review a quick history. Oh, by the way, BTS, congratulations on your Grammy, which you'll be getting. If you don't get it, believe me, Bernie will not be happy. Grammy, whatever, board. And thank you for keeping making 2020 something that, for me, you know, was very, like, I was able to listen to you and feel connected to the world. And also K-pop stans, as they call you. You know, thanks for being active in the world. You've done a lot of good. You remind me a bit of Chuck Tingle in the sense of, you're being fun and disruptive at the same time in a good way. Subversive, I guess I'd say. So thank you, K-pop and BTS fans and K-pop everywhere. Anyway, sorry about that. So finally,
So let me talk about great advancements in these LED candles. First, you had your ones that were votives or whatever. And those have probably gone through a few things, but that's pretty good. You say, well, we're doing pretty good. It looks like a little votive. And you say, okay, we'll fix the warmth so it feels warm. And you did that. And then you said, make it look like a candle. You did that. And then some people said, well, make something that flickers like so some people put those pieces of plastic in there. Then you surrounded it in wax, like a pillar candle. I said, whoa, boy, humans, you're doing good. And then you got kind of off track. No offense, but you said, well, let's add a remote control and multicolors and all this kind of stuff so we could get the highest rating on the website. And we'll add programmable, but we could make, and I said, what do you think I'm buying a friggin' pillar candle for, to be purple or green? I mean, Scooter likes that stuff, but he says, are we really good? I'm looking for a candle-like experience over here. So I said, what the heck, humans? You're getting distracted by multicolor LEDs. And then they said, well, we put in a program here to simulate candle. And I said, well, hello, I'm a butterfly. I can notice the thing loops after 15 seconds. It goes, flicker, 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 flicker. And then it repeats. And I said, that's not randomization like a candle over. You need billions of possibilities if you're going to be a candle alternative in my book over here. But at some point they got it right, and that's what I was here to tell you, is that sitting on this table, that's what you're seeing. Because you can't kiss it. You could say, don't put a candle on a table with a lily pad in a vase. It's just not gonna, too many possibilities over there. I mean, we already had to figure out gluing. Well, we didn't glue it. We used a, oh boy, this is another advancement. Because that's part of the story. But this candle is not part of the story. Because they said, so finally they got a candle that looks like a real candle. So that's what you're seeing flickering over there is on the glass of the vase of our friend Lily the Lily Pad. So I just wanted to let you know, I was just thinking, I wonder if there's any BTS themed pillar candles. I don't know if I'd want that, because then I'd need one of each of them. And I guess I wouldn't be, I'd be, well, maybe not though. Because I'd say, oh boy, your eyes are even more dreamy. Anyway, so, okay, no BTS, oh, by the way, what is playing in the background but BTS music, though, that the lily pad seems to be enjoying? By candlelight. But what makes candlelight more enjoyable but someone to enjoy it with? And who is there but in another vase? And now this one is, I guess you'd say it's more like a glass cylinder. It's at the exact same height as the vase, so it could be, you could consider it a giant vase, but it's a circle, which has a circle at the end, bottom end is sealed because it's full of water. And this water's also murky, like it could hold a lily pad, but oh boy, on the water is a water strider. We'll call this water strider Stridey, because that's my favorite name for water striders. And friends of mine that are water striders, which these two happen to be my close friends. And Stridey's just striding around. So that's kind of where the story kind of comes to a close. I wanted to tell you that up front. They're enjoying each other's company. Now, okay, so there's a little bit more to it than that, but I'll tell you that, how we got there is an important part, and that's really the ending you should be focused on, not anything else related to it. So just so you know in your head, that's a happy moment, a lily pad and a strider together,
by candlelight. Now you see, Bernie, as I start to bring it more in focus, I notice that's an alley. It looks like it's an alley out the back of like a theater or a restaurant or something. And I'd say, okay, let's start off with how do we get here? Well, once upon a time, there was a lily pad named Lily and a water strider named Stridey. And there was a lot of lily pads and a lot of water striders in this here, like a tributary of a river, which you could would mistakenly be called a swamp by somebody like Scooter. And I'd say, no, 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 this is a tributary of a river, okay? It may be a little swampy, but don't get it twisted. So, oh boy, it was this. Now, this was picturesque, but there was a couple things you should know is that, now this one lily pad, Lily, you know, happy enough lily pad, you know, interacting with the other lily pads, producing chlorophyll, you know, the whole nine yards. But it was also something about being a lily pad that your life is kind of planned out. You say, well, I'm anchored here and I'm supposed to grow a flower and a stamen and a pistil and all that. And that's what they tell me at school. And they say, don't ask too many questions because adults will blush. But that's your destiny as a lily pad. So just keep it up. Hopefully you've grown into soil and you'll get the right nutrients and no friggin' boat run by a human will come by and muck it all up. But Lily, you know, she always said, sigh, that's, you know, is this all there is to it? It's just being a lily pad. Now, at the same time, there was a water strider named Stridey, and Stridey was one of many water striders out there. Striding around, striding, stridey stuff. But again, locked in this dance that Stridey didn't necessarily feel Stridey had full control over, called the circle biology, you know, the intrinsic whatever, Darwin's type stuff. But, you know, Stridey, and this was something that Stridey kind of felt a yearning inside to say, well, I don't know about it. I like striding around. And one time Stridey started going down the same tributary that Lily was on and striding around there and saying, oh boy, at some point, you know, my system's going to go and then I'm going to have to find another strider to, you know, stride create or whatever. And is that all there just is just striding around until I get to be able to stride my stuff? And Stridey really liked, Stridey found Stridey self-distracted by looking at lily pads just floating there on the water, the way the sun hit them, the way the water at different, you know, when it was moving, the way the wind would ripple across them in the water. Even, you know, when Stridey was out, when Stridey wasn't supposed to be, at night, the way the moon and the rippling and the reflecting and even the temperature would affect these lily pads. And Stridey said, oh boy, I like striding around lily pads and looking at them. And, you know, Stridey would get an earful from the other, you know, the lily pads, strider sister, you know, the other water striders. They said, this, what are you doing over there? You're supposed to be over here with the available, you know, mates. You've got to protect your, you know, perfect your striding technique, Stridey. And, you know, Stridey was over there. Now, one thing, well, I thought, let me tell you about Lily. Now, Lily was the same. Lily said, wow, oh boy. You know what things make being a lily pad pretty good? The feeling of the wind, the feeling of the sun, the feeling of the water on me. But also all these different things I get to look at. And holy cow, biologists, save it. I don't need to hear. One, water striders can't hear. B, lily pads can't see. They'd say, well, you spend your lifetime in a swamp. And then, you know, after 30 years, send me the same message, please. Lily also started to notice the dragonflies, and even the people, you know, of course, also on a, you know, subconscious level, being like, are these friggin' humans gonna, you know, what are they doing in the party boat? Can you keep your cans of sparkling water on your boat and your Gatorade? They say it's a thirst aid, but it's so much more. You know, they once said that you have a deep down body thirst. I have that all the time. But Scooter says butterflies can't drink Gatorade. Anyway, I'm back. So then, sorry, I was just thinking, I just said a little Gatorade in, or, you know, Sports Aid, or Kirk, you know, I do have a taste for Kirkland Signature. It's pretty darn good. See, I had to sign it with my signature, I'll tell you that much. They said, Bernie, what do you want to do before you go? And I'd say, well, I'd like to go to Kirk. Which state is Kirkland in? Because I'd like to go there and enjoy all of the things. Okay, so Lily was there, and then Lily's eye got caught by Stridey. She's watching Stridey glide across the water, run across the water. Not even just that, the tension of the water in each of Stridey's legs. The subtle motion, it just enchanted Lily so much. But there was all, like you would say, well, what is it about Lily or what is it about Stridey that was different? Because there was lots of other lily pads and water striders in this tributary of a river and not a swamp over here. And I would say it just pointed out in an obvious way, because, you know, we could get to the point is there's two things. One is maybe they sense something similar and different in one another. And maybe there was something forlorn in each of their hearts that sang to one another. Also, the part, now it just happened to be, because I was there, the reason I'm telling you the story is because I was friggin' there. But also because every time that happened, it just happened to be that every time they saw one another on a Bluetooth speaker, not that far away, happened to be BTS was playing. And music, you know, has a power, and it affects us, and maybe it affects us on a subconscious level, but water striders, and it definitely does, water striders and lily pads. And so, because that might have been just one of the things they couldn't identify, that I'm just telling you straight up front, so as you know, that could have been happening over there. So, they started to get to know one another. And then one time, Stridey, you know, was circling. I don't know, you started to get feelings. So, like, you know, when you have feelings, but you don't know, you just know the feelings part. You have no, you like, kind of like a crush, more of an interest than a crush, I'd say. So Stridey would spend more time swimming around Lily. And Lily would spend more time enjoying Stridey's movements, but also something about Lily. Lily became more aware of being Lily and enjoying. I don't know about John Berger over there, but Lily was like felt the sun more and all of that kind of stuff. So, all said to say is, like, they started spending more and more time around one another. And also, you know, there was, like something growing. And it was a doubt. You know, you've seen these movies before. You know, Stridey goes home. They say, what are you doing, blah, blah, blah. You know, you get it. It's not the way we told you to go. This isn't how water striders do it. That's not your territory. And Lily, you know, the lily pads are like still a community, but the messages are exchanged in a different way. But the same message, what do you, you know, when are you going to grow that flower? Well, you You've got plenty of nutrients. Look at all the other lily pads that get swept away. What are you doing just lying there all day looking at water striders? Don't you think we notice that kind of stuff? And, you know, when that's going on, sometimes you just need a friggin' break. You say, holy cow, I need a friggin' break. Now, these are not as advanced as a butterfly. Also, it just happened to be, now maybe it was some mentor-type figure over there that would play that sweet, sweet sounds of BTS, sometimes on, most of the time on shuffle. And one day, Stridey said to Stridey self, you know what, I need a break over here. I do, so I'm going to take a little break. And Stridey took a break, and Stridey got off and said, hey, do you mind if I sit down on your little, over here? I need a little break from being a Striden. And again, these are conversations we've all heard. Lily said, of course. And then they said, how you doing? I'm Stridey. I'm friggin' Lily. How you? Nice to meet you. Noticed you're striding. I noticed you chlorophylling. Pretty nice. Yeah, I like the looks of your, you know, leaf or whatever. Well, it's who I am, not a leaf. Well, I like your striding. Well, it's just what I was born to striding. That's what I was born to do. I'm about to later after I get a little rest over here. Yeah, so Lily said, that's pretty nice. I kind of feel like I'm having a rest by you resting on me. And Stridey said, wow. And then this is said, what do you think this becomes a regular thing? I come over here, maybe I'll even take a nap. And they still didn't notice it at the time that the music was playing. And you say, wow, this is, you say, well, Bernie, maybe you watch too many movies. Now you're trying to make a movie in real life with a real life water strider. And I'd say, oh, I guess apparently I was caught me bringing love to water striders and lilies and breaks, excuse me, and the love of music. So eventually it became a regular thing. And then, you know, yada ying, yada yo, you know how it goes. Then all the patriarchs and know-it-alls and Darwinists and all those things. Mother Nature school over there. That's why I say Mother Nature. But there's the people that think they speak for Mother Nature. What are you doing? You're not striding enough. Well, how are you going to find a mate? Where's your flower? How come you haven't flown it? You don't got a pistol or a stamen. You got to grow because you're thinking about a water strider and the beauty of the world and listening to music. And then one day, they said they just encourage them, just so you know, parents in Scooter, because I know you got a teen now, so you better be on the lookout. The more you try to stop this stuff, cut it out, I'd say. Maybe be supportive and listen. If you would have listened, maybe you would have learned something over there. But so, I was listening. I was listening with them. I was watching them. So one day I took a little trip over there. In a little rope, it was so cute. You'd say, Bernie, what's the cutest thing you ever did? Well, I made Scooter buy me a rowboat. It was a Barbie rowboat. And then I made him reinforce it with styrofoam. It was pink. It was gorgeous. And I could row it. It worked. And it actually was big enough he said, you don't want a Barbie yacht? I found one in a dumpster. I said, no, the rowboat's fine. Just put that little shower speaker in there. And for a while, I would go around them, and they got to know me. I got to know them. I said, well, hey, kids, how you doing? And they said, what's that giant round thing? I said, a shower speaker. What's a shower? Oh, boy. So we got to know one another. We talked a lot. But, just about stuff, not about stuff. And then one day I said, did you both sigh in a way that sounds like your hearts are heavy or something over here? And they said, we did. And I said, well, I couldn't help but notice it. And they said, no, it's what? And I said, well, just like BTS sings about all the things they talk about. And they said, what's been? And I said, you know, whatever, self-discovery, love, confusion, being young, not being easy, true, you know, parental stuff, you know, whatever, all that stuff, striding, that's what you were born to do. Maybe more, though. Maybe more than just being like a lily pad, eh? And they said, yeah, but that's all it is. So we're just trying to make the most of the time we have together. And Bernie said, you know, I said, wow, sounds like you got a problem. You gave up on solving. That doesn't sound like something BTS would do. And they said, what's BTS again? I said, anyway, it sounds like you got a problem. And they said, well, they didn't realize. So then that took a week or two. I said, well, here's the thing. I don't like freaking getting my wings wet. Do you think I just never can't? I got this, I forced Scooter to get me this. And they said, what's Scooter? So that was another week went by. And I said, listen, anyway, once I laid the groundwork, which was exhausting, I didn't realize it at the time. I thought I had, I said, listen, sounds like you got a problem. I got a problem too. We could solve them together. Isn't that how nature works? Interdependent systems or some such thing? And they said, well, what's the problem? And I said, well, you know, as much as I know about BTS, I'd like to go backstage to a show. But that's not going to happen. So I want to go back. I want to get into the hearts of BTS, not just. Originally, I just wanted to go backstage to the concert, but that never worked out because 2020, you know? And so now I want to be in the hearts of BTS. And they said, we don't understand. I said, don't worry about that. I said, I want the two of you, I'm going to get to the heart of BTS by giving you two what you want. And they said, what's that? And I said, well, here's the thing. It's going to take a little while, but one day, I said, what if we took a little trip, all of us together? We relocated. And they said, we don't, and I said, okay, another week going by. Stridey, you really don't need much. You know, I'll make Scooter figure out what you eat. We won't ever give you any Gatorade. Don't worry. And, you know, there's a sink, I said, don't worry about it, but Scooter will figure all out the hard parts. I'm going to do the bossing around, and I'm the idea man. But basically, what we're going to do is we'll relocate you from this tributary of a river and not a swamp, Scooter. And we're going to take you out, and we're going to give you a new home where you're together. And, you know, it won't be easy. That'll even make you identify with BTS because you're going to be homesick. I'll just be honest with you. And it'll be new, and it'll be different. And all of that, it'll be an experience, though, you have together. And you'll have me, of course, which would be nice. And we'll have music, you know, not just BTS. I'll mix it up. Don't worry. And again, we'll make sure the biology is figured out to the best of our ability, hopefully. Because if we don't get it right, I got to find another water strider and lily pad that are kind of in, like, having feelings for one another. Or something else that symbolizes what's good in the world, which the two of you do. No offense. I mean, not to be too serious, but really you're both beautiful beings. And I just want to solve your problem so I could get in the good graces of BTS. So that's where the mechanics of it, what happened was that Scooter went and got, you know, Scooter had to do all the work, figure out... is there a responsible way to relocate a lily pad? And then he said, Bernie, you know how much money? He goes, I don't have, and I said, Scooter, I don't want to hear about it. Also, I didn't tell him the truth. Also, I said, Scooter, you realize Bernie, you know, has reached a stage in life where, you know, it's time. And he said, what? And I said, yeah, it's it. I said, I have...
because he said that river's going to, he said, Bernie, that swamp freezes over. I said, it's a tributary of a river. And I said, have you met my son, Stridey? This is how Scooter is. He's my early, like my first son. Was not like met my child, Stridey. Have you met Stridey? And Scooter said, he looks like a button off your eye or whatever. And I said, by the way, this lily pads holds the rest of my youth, the future youth. So I wasn't totally honest. And he said, well, just what should I do? And I said, the lily pad and the youth are fused as one. And then he said, when I see that on Google, I don't see anything about that. And I said, just figure out how to get the, and he said, this looks like a water strider. And I said, Scooter, it is, okay? It's just my comfort strider, like for birthing. So that's really, because you see, that's how I got Scooter motivated to do it all and to spend the money. Because he said, I can't just, I don't know anything about this. So we got the water. So then we put them in various things, you know, like mostly like buckets are good. And again, you got to keep the temperature. You got to keep an eye on all this. And for a while, we had them in a bucket together and they were happy. And they got to see things that water striders and lily pads don't necessarily see. Like Scooter driving all the way back across the country, with them. But meanwhile, my brain was thinking, I said, what is the symbol of, goodness in the world? And, I said, well, it's just simple. And I said, basically, once we got them, then we had to figure out a couple other important things. So one, the freaking candle thing. But, Scooter can't make a big candle. So we figured that out. Then we said, okay, when you're dealing with Scooter, you always got a plan around this stuff. So we also had to figure out, I'll tell you the idea at the end, I guess. This is the end. But with Scooter's very clumsy. So we also had to use magnets at the bottom of each vase and the tabletop. So that if the table, and also like a heavy table, so you couldn't be knocked over by Scooter, with very dense wood, but like a bistro table, and then magnets on the tabletop, and then magnets on the bottom, you know, opposite poles, so that when you put the vases on the tabletop, in between the, you know, tablecloth was in between it. They would stick there. Also, it was like a kind of acrylic glass or something that's not breakable. And also, they had like temporary tops we could put on them so that, and normally we wouldn't transport them. Well, actually, that became their homes. So like this. So then what I said to them is, now it's time for date night. And then, and I put up a movie for them, and so every night, what I've been trying to do now, I don't have this. No one could see this but BTS, so don't ask me for this. And you, BTS can't see that Stridey. Now Stridey will move around because there's music time, and then Stridey Lily likes to watch Stridey stride. Also, I feed them or distribute the nutrients over there. And then they do a live stream that hopefully BTS will watch at some point. And I say, I keep changing the title. I keep thinking if I get the title right, now I call it The Water Strider That Needed a Break. And it's just those two. I don't feel like it's zen, but it's really good to look at for them, I hope. I say, by Bernie the Butterfly, find out more, contact me, to the artist known as Bernie the Butterfly over here. And then I,
Yeah, so then, and also I thought, well, should I play BTS music? But then YouTube will friggin' take me down. So, and I tried humming BTS music. But yeah, so that's the story of the water strider that needed a break in Lily the Lily Pad. And when you hear me, when you hear them thanking me during the Grammy speech, which would be in the past and now probably over here, you'll be like, that's how Bernie did it. He brought peace and beauty. And that's why they came out with that concept album called The Water Strider That Needed a Break. Or, the you know, it could be, I feel like that's more open than something less obvious over there. All right. Thanks, everybody. This is Bernie the Butterfly saying good night.
All right. I want to just thank everybody who became a patron recently. Maggie, Michael, and Jen. Thank you. Thanks, 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 and good night. Amy, Nicole, and Alex. Thank you. Thanks, 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 and good night. Ellen, Amanda, and Sharon. Thank you. Thanks, 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 and good night. Judith, Joelle, and Aaliyah. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Chris, Kylie, and Vada. Thanks, 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 and good night. Claire, Nicholas, and Taryn. Thanks, 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 and good night. Barry, Anonymous, and Georgia. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Pat, Emily, and Mr. Tinkerbell. Thank you, thanks, 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 and good night. Josanne, Deborah, and Jasmine. Thanks, 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 and good night. Justin, Aiden, and Tiana. Thanks, 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 and good night. Alex, Sally, and Brad, thank you, thanks, 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 and good night. Yasmin, Heather, and Conan, thanks, 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 and good night. Me, Drake, and Elizabeth, thank you, thanks, 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 and good night. Emma, Ian, and Emily, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Ben, Jay, and Shaheen, thanks, 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 and good night. Caitlin, Meredith, and Betsy, thank you, thanks, 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 and good night. Carl, Harker, and Grace. Thank you. Thanks. 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 Good night. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Sleeping Me exists as a free podcast because of people that support the show directly on Patreon, support our sponsors, or get our merch, which now we have our Sleep Phones merch store up at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones. And you can still use the promo code Sleep With Me to save $5 there, too. On most orders, I think you have to order over a certain, like, $40 or something. But so that's something to do to support the show. Another free way to support the show is just to spread the word and let people know about the podcast and or podcasts in general. So, hey, thanks so much and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my weeks in review stuff, what was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only. And then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday. of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, and building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.